From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. The Georgia Peanut Commission is holding a referendum through April 8th, giving peanut producers an opportunity to vote on reaffirming the commission. MorningAgClips.com reports state law mandates a referendum be held every 3 years. Georgia peanut producers invest $2 per ton to fund the commission and its research, education, promotion, and communications programs. The last referendum in 2021 passed with a 94.43% approval. The March WASDE report looks very similar to February's numbers, with the U.S. corn outlook unchanged relative to last month. The season average corn price received by producers is lowered by $4.75 a bushel based on observed prices to date. The outlook for U.S. wheat calls for unchanged supplies and domestic use, lower exports, and higher ending stocks. The season average wheat price dropped by 5 cents to $7.15 a bushel. The House Ag Committee laid out a roadmap to relieve labor shortages that have seriously impacted America's farmers and ranchers. The Agricultural Labor Working Group released its final report on how to improve the H-2A guest worker program. It includes more than 20 recommendations to streamline the program and make labor more affordable for farmers. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says we're losing American farms rapidly, and there's no question the broken workforce system is partly to blame.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.